1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A flood watch is in effect for southeast Texas through Friday afternoon. This after an apparent tornado hit Hawley, Texas. Storm specialist Carl Parker at the Weather Channel says there was damage and injuries.
Certainly hail was an issue as well. Abilene was warned for baseball-size hail. And that's actually pretty typical when you've got a really intense supercell thunderstorm because of the lower pressure that is created by that rotating updraft. They can loft hail and keep it suspended for a longer period of time.
A major traffic artery linking New England with New York will be closed for days around the area after a three-vehicle crash caused a tanker truck filled with gasoline to erupt into flames. Drivers are frustrated.
Normally it would take me probably between 25 to 30 minutes, and now it just took me, because of the accident and everything, because everybody's trying to get on the road, take me probably 1.5 hours, 2 hours just to get here.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says the hope is to reopen the interstate by Monday morning. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs has signed into law the bill repealing the 1864 ban on nearly all abortions.
Let me be clear. I will do everything in my power to protect our reproductive freedoms because I trust women to make the decisions that are best for them.
Once the repeal takes effect, after the legislative session ends, the state will return to a 15-week abortion ban. President Biden says he applauds college students and supports their right to protest, but he does not condone the violence and unrest accompanying many of those demonstrations. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports from the White House.
Some Republicans have urged President Biden to send in the National Guard to quell campus protests, but he said no to that today. CBS News was first to report that the Biden administration is now considering bringing some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza to the U.S. as refugees.
Two of America's intelligence chiefs appeared on Capitol Hill testifying about a number of security threats facing the United States. CBS's Tyler Henry has more from Capitol Hill.
Avril Haines, the Director of National Intelligence, testified that China and Russia are making preparations for cyber attacks on the U.S. in case there is a war with America.
Both China and Russia effectively trying to pre-position themselves in ways that would allow them to conduct those kinds of attacks.
She said the vulnerabilities could, in most cases, be easily prevented.
A European court has upheld Italy's right to seize a prized Greek statue called Victorious Youth from the J. Paul Getty Museum in California. They said it's part of Italy's cultural heritage. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Amtrak will start a second passenger train route between St. Paul and Chicago later this month. The Borealis trains begin service on the 21st. The new trains follow the current Empire Builder route between St. Paul and Milwaukee and the Hiawatha stops between Milwaukee and Chicago. There'll be 8 stops in Wisconsin. Donald Trump telling a Waukesha rally Wednesday he supports the law enforcement crackdown on the pro-Palestinian protest encampment at UW-Madison.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Police say 34 people were arrested, but only 4 of them went to jail. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks season comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost tonight to the Pacers in Indianapolis. The final, the Pacers 120, the Bucks 98. The Pacers now win the series 4-2 and advance in the playoffs. Despite injuries, the Bucks' Damian Lillard tried to make a go of it, leading Milwaukee with 28 points in 35 minutes of play. Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, each with 20, a disappointing 14 points from Chris Middleton. So the Bucks finish up with an overall season record of 48-34. Last year, they dismissed head coach Mike Budenholzer. This year, one has to wonder if change is coming to the roster. Baseball, the Brewers in Chicago to open a three-game weekend series against Craig Counsell and the Chicago Cubs. First pitch tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 at Wrigley Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually wind down here in the overnight, mid-40s by daybreak. Sunshine returning for your Friday. Highs near the 70-degree mark. West winds on the breezy side. Friday night, mostly clear and mid-40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, recombobulation with Dan Schaefer, National Space Day, Bob Bonadour from the Planetarium, and Matinair on Air's new ornithologist. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Adopt Us Kids in the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to hour two of today's program. On the line with us is our old buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. Philip, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R, over on YouTube, where you will locate his video blog for you, which he updates regularly. It's really the primary place where Phil posts his information. It's worth checking out and subscribing to. On Twitter, it's Itner Philip, his name backwards. Phil, welcome back to the program. There's a bunch of news about Ukraine. First off, I see that these reports that starting on May 4th, day after tomorrow, I guess, or 2 days after tomorrow, or May 5th, that there will be F-16s in Ukraine, that the Ukrainian Air Force is going to have some weaponry. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, it appeared, well, the statement out of the armed forces of Ukraine is that they intend to put F-16s in the air, quote unquote, after Easter, which, of course, I'm betting, you know, this is their Orthodox calendar Easter. So,
which is this weekend,
they didn't which is this weekend. So they didn't definitively say like the 5th of May and then go. It is we're going to deploy after. But that means that the F-16s are physically here. They must be. Mm-hmm. And we do know that at least there's been at least one class of trainee pilots that have gone through, the standard training program, either in Britain or Germany. Some actually even went to the States. So it looks like the F-16 is going to be in the air very soon. And you know, a lot of countries have contributed F-16s. In fact, Denmark has given its entire fleet of F-16s, mainly because they're going to be getting F-35s, the next generation fighter. But also in addition to that, they have publicly stated the war is here in Ukraine now. So, you know, they're not holding back. So lots of Europeans are giving F-16s. The Russians have expressed concerned about the F-16s because, they say that their concern is based on the fact that the F-16 can, in theory, carry nuclear weapons. And Russian military doctrine has always said that if we are threatened by nukes, that it puts us in a different military posture. So they're claiming that because the F-16 can carry nukes, that they're going to change their posture. But more than anything else is the fact that the F-16 is just a good piece of kit that can attack both air assets and ground assets. And we'll see how they do against, Russian air defenses and other, the Sukhois, the Russian jets that are going to be out there. But it looks like there's going to be a change in the fight for air dominance. And the F-16 is going to play a big part in that.
Yeah, that would be
fascinating. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to watch. Meanwhile, the United States today or yesterday accused Russia of using chemical weapons in Ukraine against Ukrainian soldiers as a way of dislodging defensive positions. What do we know about that?
Yeah, the Russians seem to be desperate. I don't want to overstate that. They know that the weaponry is coming from, in particular, the U.S., with the $61 billion that's been appropriated now. They know that's coming. Their offensive towards Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city, seems to have stalled. So they are, with those two factors in consideration, it has been assessed that they are basically throwing everything that they can at Ukrainians before the ammunition actually physically shows up here. So there's accusations of chemical warfare. There is straight up evidence, video evidence of a war crime in Odessa, of them using cluster munitions in a civilian area, an urban civilian setting. I mean, I've seen the footage, Tom. I've walked on the Corniche in Odessa. I've walked that. It's a walking park. It's for elderly and children and families. And they hit it with cluster munitions. There's video evidence of it. Wow. You know, the Ukrainians have cluster munitions that have been provided to them by, in no small part, the United States. But they don't use them in urban settings. They use them out in the field where there are Russian troops. Now, it might be a small distinction to be made, but it means a lot to the people of Odessa because, you know, they were killing, civilians. It was targeted against civilians, a clear war crime. So there does seem to be a sense on the Russian side of things that they are trying to inflict as much punishment on the Ukrainians to try and break their will before the ammunition that is provided by the U.S. really gets online here. It's not going to work. The Ukrainians are steadfast in their resistance. And I've been to Odessa many times, and Odessa is a unique city. It's one of these places in the world, Tom, where, you know, they're very proud of this kind of unique geographical location. They're on the sea. It's beautiful. It's kind of a San Francisco or a New Orleans vibe. It's like we live in a really special place. And so for the Russians to be attacking civilian centers and historic, buildings and things like that in Odessa, it's the exact opposite of what they're intending to do, which is to cow the people of Odessa. It is only inciting them and strengthening their resolve. I speak to people in Odessa all the time. They are furious.
Yeah.
So Russia is not in a good place, and whatever success they've been having because of our dilly-dallying, that's coming to an end, and I think they know it.
Another big story that I caught this morning, in fact, I saw this at the top of Drudge, of all places, was that Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, has now come out and said that if the Russians break through, or if President Zelensky asks, that he's willing to send troops into Ukraine. What are your thoughts on that? How serious do you think that is? And would that be the beginning of a serious land war in Europe?
Well, I mean, I don't. Macron's statement is, and he has been saying things like this for about the better part of a month, where he's been kind of indicating that France might take a much more active role on the ground internally within Ukraine. When he says if Kiev was under threat, Kiev's not coming under threat.
Right.
Kiev, they are not going
to engage. So he's hedging his bets.
Kiev again. A little bit. It's a little bit of bluster, I think. It's a little, well, I don't want to be dismissive of it. I don't want to say it's just bluster.
Yeah.
He is showing support for Ukraine. Is Kiev going to come under direct threat again from Russian forces? No, it is not. They do not have the capacity to make an assault on Kiev again.
The French people have a very vivid memory of what happened in the last ground war in Europe and, you know, their country being occupied. Do you think that Macron is doing this more for domestic consumption than for, to change the international
equation? I think it might be, but I also genuinely do think that there are European powers that are coming to the awareness that if Russia is successful in Ukraine, even if it isn't a matter of tanks rolling down the streets of Warsaw or, you know, whatever it may be, or rolling into the Baltic states, it is still going to embolden Russia and Moscow and Vladimir Putin to be a far more aggressive and oppressive influence on Europe. And Macron has kind of taken the lead when it's come to we cannot do what we did in the 20th century, which was to, give in to the threats of a guy who wants to annex territory by force of arms and, you know, roll back the security status that has existed in Europe for, you know, 80 years now, 70 years now. So the very real threat that Russia poses to Europe is, I think, being clarified. It's coming into clarity for a lot of people. Germany is still dragging its feet when it comes to by giving missile systems in particular. There's a cruise missile that Ukrainians would love to get their hands on, the Taurus, which would allow them to attack behind Russian lines. The Germans remain a little bit reluctant, but the rest of Europe does definitely seem to be waking up to the fact that this is going to draw in the entire continent. And I would argue that if our closest allies in the world, and that is the European Union, come under direct threat, it's only a matter of time before it'll affect us as well.
Yeah.
So, Macron is taking this forward-looking view. I don't think Kiev is going to come under assault, but if Zelensky were to ask Macron, if he were to be on his back foot, they have never asked for foreign troops before, but, you know, if say, Kharkiv, again, the second largest city, this were to come under direct threat, maybe they would. But yeah. I don't think that's going to
happen. Amazing. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
And it's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say, now is the time to invest, because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
When you have a fully funded, privatized voucher system, Heather, help us out.
Wisconsin has made a choice to disinvest from the public good and put money into a wholly unaccountable system and just let their political cronies laugh all the way to the bank while our kids pay the price.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
You know, mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth's luxury bedding and sleepwear. And right now, you can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and their sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep, temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious, Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use that promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 22 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Let's pick up your calls here. We've covered a lot of territory today. By the way, the Trump trial right now is on recess. Keith Davidson, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels and for Kerry McDougal, has been testifying. Much of his testimony has been around how hysterical basically Michael Cohen was on behalf of Donald Trump, trying to keep the Stormy Daniels in particular, but also the Kerry McDougal. I mean, you know, banging a Playboy bunny is bad enough, but a porn star is like a bridge too far for the Christians that Trump was trying to reach out to. And both Davidson and Cohen and apparently Trump himself were all, you know, accurately, I believe, predicting that in the wake of the Access Hollywood tape, which came out 3 weeks before the election, that if it also came out that Trump had been having sex with a porn star, that would be the end of it. You know, Hillary Clinton would definitely become president. And so they had to do something. They had to, you know, catch and kill the story and bury it and make sure it never hit the press until after the election. And then once the election was over, they just basically said, okay, that's it. See you later. So that's what's been going on in court today. And he'll face cross-examination on, you know, when he comes back on the stand after lunch. James in Hollywood. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Oh, the...
conflict in Gaza. Anyhow, regarding the your previous guest mentioning the anti-Semitic bills being passed, and from the river to the sea, the students are chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestinians will be free. They should be free to govern themselves, to be themselves. The first person to ever use that, from the river to the sea, was the founder of Jewish Zionism. And he said, from the sea to the sea, which is even bigger. But their intent was to wipe out the Palestinians. And this, and then the Nakba, and this is a continuation of the Nakba. Netanyahu Jews are destroying Palestinian infrastructure, churches, hospitals, so they can never return.
Universities, schools, yeah.
What's the end game for Netanyahu?
Well, he's got a bunch of people in his cabinet who want him to basically sterilize Gaza, who want him to kill everybody or move everybody out, and then, you know, bring Jared Kushner in to develop the property and put five-star hotels up along the Mediterranean. I mean, it's prime beachfront property. Turn it into a resort and then lay claim to the oil and natural gas that's off the shore, apparently. You know, that's the, now Netanyahu hasn't come out and said that that's what he's up to, but he literally has people in his coalition who are openly calling for that. It's a minority view, by the way, in Israel, but the majority view appears to be that there needs to be, you know, that they need to continue going after Hamas, and that this invasion of Rafah that they're talking about should happen. And so, you know, whether Biden, I mean, President Biden, you've got Anthony Blinken now running all around the Middle East. We still have the Saudis involved. We still have the Emiratis involved. We still have the Qataris involved in these negotiations. Israel has made a proposal that seems pretty good to Hamas, but everybody's waiting for them to respond. I mean, basically, they just, they're in the catbird seat right now because they've got the hostages, and they're not gonna give up that leverage without, you know, tremendous concessions. And what Israel's offering is to release a whole bunch of Hamas prisoners in exchange for the Israeli hostages. And whether that's going to be enough, I don't know. Yeah.
They have 40,000, Tom. And again, what's the end game? They admit they're going into Rafah. Then, boom, all of the Gaza Strip has no infrastructure.
Right.
What then?
Yeah. Well, and that's the big question. Does the world get together and rebuild Gaza, or does Israel annex it? And, you know, there's a big debate in Israel about that right now. James, thank you for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News Brief. There are more evacuations for an area along the river in Harris County, Texas, near Houston because of strong storms.
We are changing from voluntary to mandatory evacuation because this is different than what happened Tuesday. There's significantly higher water, which is going to impact mobility.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo. The major highway from New England into New York will probably stay closed until Monday. A tanker loaded with gasoline erupted into flames, damaging a bridge, according to Scott Hill of Connecticut's Department of Transportation.
The damage was pretty severe due to the amount of gasoline that was in the tanker, ignited directly underneath the bridge structure.
CBS's Jonathan Bigliotti tells us cleanup efforts are underway at UCLA after police broke up an encampment for protesters against the war in Gaza.
There's an increased police presence here on campus, along with calls for the chancellor to step down. Meanwhile, all classes have been moved online for the rest of the week.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School is canceled in Mount Horeb, where a would-be school shooter put the community on high alert Wednesday. Gunshots prompted local schools to lock down for several hours. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
We currently believe that there is no ongoing threat to public safety. But again, this is an ongoing investigation. And we will update the public if any additional threat to safety is discovered.
Law enforcement shot and killed the shooter, who was reported to be a student at the school. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning online shoppers about scams. DATCAP recommends making sure everything's in order before entering personal information on any website. DATCAP says you should pay close attention to typos or other irregularities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Potential blockbusters opening at the box office this weekend include The Fall Guy, starring Emily Blunt and Ryan Gosling as Colt Seavers. Movie history will be made, as this is the first time someone named after a baby goose in real life is named after a fictitious young horse. The Fall Guy is pulling in 84 on Rotten Tomatoes. Also opening is the film Unfrosted, written, directed, and starring Jerry Seinfeld, which tackles the issue of cereal wars and the creation of the Pop-Tart in 1963 Michigan. The film has not been made available for review yet, which is never a good sign, but fingers crossed. Rom-com fans might want to check out The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway, which is also reviewing very well. And finally, sometimes we see a movie so long ago, we're just not sure if it actually sucked or if we were just young and jaded. In a related story, check out the re-release of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace, which opens in selected theaters. The film hasn't gotten any better, but maybe you're more forgiving now or just need a Star Wars fix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and thunderstorms will eventually wind down here in the overnight, mid-40s by daybreak. Sunshine returning for your Friday. Highs near the 70-degree mark. West winds on the breezy side. Friday night, mostly clear and mid-40s. It's 53 at our studios.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I went to go see The Queen of My Dreams, which is a beautiful film about a mother-daughter relationship. So funny, so beautiful, so heartfelt. Would highly recommend it.
And that concludes our Monday morning segment of Here's How Pat Kreitlow is an Uncultured Slob. You are cultured, man. You are a big old cup of yogurt over there. I mean, we're talking some fruit on the bottom over there.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt and Air on Air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Capital Times entertainment reporter Rob Thomas breaks down The Fall Guy, and Max Inc. host Terry Barr shares new tunes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
At permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help get you out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. That's ZAPMYDEBT.com, ZAPMYDEBT.com. Welcome back, 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, how's everything?
Hi, thank you very, very much for helping get the word out about Colorado. You are so kind and always brilliant on every issue.
I know you're having a real struggle with your neighbor and has been cutting down your trees, and you tried suing him, and it's bankrupting you, and you've got this land in Colorado you're trying to sell. Did you find a purchaser for it, or are you still looking for somebody?
We're still looking, but we did not sue the neighbor. The neighbor, of all things, sued us. We were going to drop the trees. He wanted a fence on our driveway. It's just insane. Yeah. But I did email Don. I'm not certain it even went through. My Wi-Fi goes in and out. And I heard from a very nice gentleman, Keith, from Colorado. He said he'd get the word out, too. And it's cool. Amazing. Your listeners.
If anybody's interested in this property, Jessica's kind of got her back to the wall. You can describe it real briefly, Jessica, and then people can just reach out to me, and I'll pass the information along to you. I've got your phone number.
Thank you. It's I'm sorry. I hit the trust. 230 Caribou Lane on the mountaintop in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. And it's a wonderful, everything's around there, Fish Creek Falls and skiing. But I also wanted to thank absolutely all your callers, Keith, Soche, Don. I'm amazed how kind your listeners are as well.
And this is a lot. This is raw land, and you're asking $40,000 for it,
yeah,
as I recall?
Yeah.
Okay. So none of that is what you called about. So why'd you call it? Christy Noem?
I did, but I also wanted to say, Tom, you are absolutely right, and so were your last callers. I heard that Israel was drilling that oil that belongs to Gaza, and Gaza is actually a wealthy country. That upsets me, too. And then Christy Noem upsets me so much. I looked up about how she brags about murdering her pets, and in regards to that, in every state, animal cruelty is against the law, and certain acts of animal abuse are felonies.
Did you hear her latest excuse? Is that he was 14 months old. He's not a puppy. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And she won't be charged, but she should be.
Yeah, I'm with you, except that she's the governor. I doubt that her own law enforcement officials are going to come after her.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Jessica. It's nice to hear from you, and I wish you the very best in the struggles you're having with your weird neighbor, your Trumpy neighbor.
Yeah, that's endless, but the other problems are worse. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's like everything came at us at once.
Yeah.
So thank you for your helpfulness. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jessica. Thank you very much. William in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Hey, William, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, we have a great opportunity, or you do, to announce that there's a way that we can get Trump to pass security clearance before the next election, and that's by bypassing the constitutional requirement that the president only have to be a citizen or born in the United States and 35 years of age. I think you mentioned that once before.
It's in the Constitution.
But the Democratic National Committee, or whoever it is that sponsors the primaries to pick the candidate for president, they can unilaterally decide that anybody who runs for candidate on their ticket must pass the highest level of security clearance possible.
Sure, the parties can do pretty much anything they want, but the Republican Party doesn't care, and that's the problem there, William.
All right. However, can you think of a better issue to debate from now until the election than Trump having all those boxes that he still has failed to provide back to the FBI or whatever it is, the classified documents, and all the suggestions that he might be too comfortable with the former Soviets? Then the Democrat candidate saying, making a big issue out of this. Most of the American public, Tom, I've been asking people when I go around walking my dog and stuff, I say, do you know that President Trump never had to pass security clearance? But he could give security clearance for his son-in-law.
Who failed the security clearance, by the way. The FBI said he should not have security clearance, Jared Kushner, because he was too close to the Saudis and the Russians.
Who did? The son-in-law?
Yeah. Yeah, he failed the security clearance thing, and Trump overrode their recommendations and gave him a security clearance anyway.
That's ironic that the person that could override somebody else's suspicious clearance status doesn't even have it himself.
You're right.
The average American has no idea that the president does not have to pass security clearance.
Right.
And if the Democratic National Committee and you, if you accept the logic that I'm trying to express, that this is one of the major divides, and if it was handled properly with the right PR, with all the background of Trump's suspicious activity, with all the people he's interacted with while he was president and before, and this guy still has classified material. One of the reasons he might not, nobody's making an issue out of this, is Trump might have stuff in there that makes him puts him in a position of blackmailing the government by saying, I will make all this stuff public if you force me to return it.
Well, he's tried that, actually. That was one of the initial things that his lawyers tried to do in the case down in Florida, was to essentially say, if you're going to put us on trial, we're going to release all this stuff as public documents. And Eileen Cannon actually initially seemed like she was going to go along with that, but then kind of backed off. I think the cooler heads prevailed. But William, I get your argument, and I think it's a good one. Thank you very much. Sandra in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
I'm well. What's up? Oh, Sandra just hung up. I was wondering what happened. She's not on the board anymore. Francis in Raleigh, North Carolina. Hey, Francis, you're on the air. What's up?
Well, we had a beautiful mental health facility called Dix Hill in Raleigh, named after Dorothea Dix. She was the chief of nurses for the Union Army and an advocate for the mentally ill and the poor and pretty much everybody else that needed assistance. Prime real estate. Well, there's a big boom on here in town. So our city government, in combination with elements of our state government, turned this property over to the state. Then they came and they said, well, you know, it was built a long time ago, and it's all falling apart, so we need to demolish it. Well, I can tell you, the place was built to last. Brick and mortar, I mean, it wasn't going anywhere, and there was a staff that had been paid quite well to maintain it. Nevertheless, it got bulldozed, and now we have a concert festival, and all of the developers around there are putting in plans to build these 60-story apartment buildings with a bunch of two-lane roads that they can't possibly handle. Well, so what happens to the mentally ill? Well, the state came along and said, we're essentially going to allow people to set up their own, I'll use the term foster care. So what happened is a lot of these folks went out and they found homes at the minimal accommodation level, staffed them with the minimal amount of staff, and then pocketed the difference. So now we've got homeless problem, and who has to take care of it? The Raleigh Police Department, and they really do their best.
Do you think, Francis, this was because the state or local officials had their palms greased by the developers?
Look, if there were any more grease on these guys, they'd slide halfway to Egypt on a skateboard. It is absolutely outrageous. And the thing is, there's no watchdog to get these guys.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, our mayor got reelected. And look, I'm fairly right of center, but all my neighbors, left, right, middle, all down the line, everybody was furious. We don't know how this gal got reelected, but... Yeah. The city council they're filling their pockets. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you, Francis. I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, this is how it goes. I mean, we saw something like that when I lived in Washington, D.C., and, you know, it's gentrification is what we're describing here. You know, move out the government facilities, move out the poor people, bring in the rich people, you know. Yeah, it's sad. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Well, actually, on the other side of this break, we've got a guest, so stay with that. That's it. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, we have all had that moment where it is hard to resist an impulse purchase. Last year, I bought this heart-shaped waffle maker because I was like, won't that make Saturday morning so much fun? Well, it turns out when you don't use the darn thing, you don't have that much fun. So here are two ideas to help all of us cut back on spur-of-the-moment spending. First, unfollow your favorite brands on social media. Last year, companies spent $68 billion advertising to us on social media. They know that stuff works. And second, make a wish list. I love this. I keep mine in the notes section on my phone. When I see something in a store or online, and I didn't have a plan to buy it, but I really want it, I put it on my wish list. And if I still want it a week later, I check my budget and I see if I can afford it. Somehow, I don't think the waffle maker would have made the cut. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass. It's only tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. And welcome back. It's 10 minutes before the hour, and as soon as Jeremy releases line 9 so that I can pick it up, we will have a guest with us. There we go. On the line with us where did my notes go? I'm sorry. Darshan Smolodin, member of the Orange County, California School Board. Darshan, apologies if I'm mispronouncing your name, but please correct me. And tell us about what's going on there in Orange County.
Well, you must be a professional because you got it right. It is Darshan Smolodin.
Thank you.
And so basically, I think the reason everyone seems to be interested in our wonderful little school district is that, yes, we are in the very red, sometimes Orange County, in the very blue state. And Orange Unified we're a little bit east of Disneyland is where everyone seems to be able to learn about, kind of contextualize where we're at.
Yeah, and Orange County's been Republican for 50 years, hasn't it?
I would say this, it's a little more balanced than it used to be, but it is, a very diverse area. We'll just say it that way.
Okay.
So
what happened with the school board there?
Well, back in the November 2022 in the election, we basically had a Moms for Liberty type person get elected. She snuck in. She used all the beautiful buzzwords that people who aren't paying attention fall for, like, putting money back in the back in classrooms with back to basics education. And, parents' rights, those things.
Right.
And so she was elected by a narrow margin. She unseated one of our school board members that had been on the board for 20-plus years. And within, I think it was 22 days after she was sworn in, they called over winter break when everyone was out of town. They called a special election, and they fired our superintendent.
Whoa.
And it kind of blindsided the parents, and it was, with 24 hours notice, there were several hundred parents showed up during winter break to ask. We had, I believe it was 60 speakers stood up and spoke, 59 of them for our superintendent and for keeping her, and one that was supportive of the change. Mm-hmm. And then that was just the beginning of a series of unfortunate events. Mm-hmm. Where we had both things going on in our district. I'll say this: we had a lot of the culture wars issues, and they attempted to use those as a way to combat their recall. And because that recall was basically born from them not listening to our community, to our parents, when we said we like this superintendent.
So the parents responded to this firing with an attempt to recall these right-wingers on the school board. How did that work out?
Well, it was within hours. You know, it was funny that I kind of retell the story that I ended up leading a recall campaign for a year and a half because I knew how to make a QR code for a Google form. Because that it was actually a tactic. We said, why don't we, tonight at the meeting, because we had like emergency, text chains and everything. We said, why don't we pretend like we're going to recall them and like threaten them? And if they really go through this and they fire her, that we're going to make them pay. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, okay, yeah, let's do it. I've got clipboards. I'll make a sheet. And I was like, oh, I can make a QR code for a Google form. Well, that Google form had over 250 names on it by the end of the night.
Wow.
That they were passing it around. People took pictures of it and texted it to their friends. We're going to stop this. And so we kind of looked around, and there were, by the end of the weekend, this had happened on a Thursday night. Mm-hmm. By the end of the weekend, there were 500 names on there of people that said, I'm willing to help.
Wow.
I want to be a part of the solution to this problem.
That's marvelous.
And that was before we even knew how big the problem was going to be.
Yeah.
So we kind of looked at ourselves and we said, okay, I guess we better learn about how to recall a politician. So we did a lot of learning. And, cause our group is all parents.
Mm-hmm.
We, we were supported by our teachers because they didn't like the chaos. But we weren't professionals at this. We, had to learn.
So did you call a new election? Yeah. Is that how you did it? Or first of all, did you get rid of this person?
Well, so there were two of we. What we did is there were four people of the seven-person board that had voted to get rid of her.
Right.
And we had to learn a lot, and we decided to recall the two who had just been reelected. So the one was new, and then there was an incumbent.
Right.
And so two of the four, because the other two were up for they're actually up for election this November,
mm-hmm.
so we can hold them accountable then. So recalls in California are actually a really hard process. They were made harder after Gavin Newsom faced.
Darshan, I only have a minute left.
Sorry.
If you could tell us how did it work out?
It worked out with this, and this is what I will say is that we were able to recall these people by explaining to our community how culture wars don't work, and mm-hmm. how being fiscally responsible and inclusive of all students is the best way. And I will say this, we had 60% of our voters were Republican, and we still got 55% of the vote, or almost 55% of the vote.
So you succeeded.
Because people want moderation and kindness.
Yeah. Well, that's marvelous. That is absolutely marvelous. And in Orange County, of all places, like you said, 60% Republican. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
And it's a real, this is an extraordinary testimonial to grassroots activism by parents who care about, what's going on in their schools. So, Darshan, thank you so much for dropping by and sharing your story with us.
All right. Thank you.
It's been great. It's fascinating. Thank you so much. It's 57 minutes past the hour. Well, it was the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Dr. Eric Feigelding is going to be with us. What's going on with bird flu? Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Being a mom is a full-time job, but even the most exhausted moms can have trouble sleeping. So this Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding and Sleepwear. Right now, my listeners can save 35% on Cozy Earth products. Just use the promo code TOM, THOM, at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth only uses fabrics and materials of unparalleled quality in their bedding and sleepwear. Your mom will love the feel. She'll be cradled by superior softness the second she goes to bed. And Cozy Earth knows the secret to better sleep: temperature regulation. Their bedding and pajamas keep your body at a comfortable temperature no matter what the weather. That's my favorite thing. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase is backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Yeah, brunch is nice, but this Mother's Day, give mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. And remember to use the promo code TOM to save 35%.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from the Pablo Center in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for the premiere of When Rubber Hits the Road. One of the filmmakers, BJ Hollers, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is locally grown radio,
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.